We present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello. You'll be expecting me to tell you that the cast of My Music is unchanged, and so it is. That means John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. John, tell me, if you can, who wrote this and how he directed that the cellos should play their part. Whose music? He liked cellos, particularly.
Boccherini.
Yes, because I half gave it. Boccherini, yes, the minuet from the quintet in C. How were the cellos playing their part?
Between their legs.
No.
Actually, up in the air.
No.
Side saddle.
Sort of. Yes, I mean, would you like perhaps half a mark? The cellists were directed to hold the instrument across their knees and strum with their fingernails.
Well, side saddle is about right, isn't it?
Yes.
So the what part happened is to the spike?
Oh, the spike, that's for the next cellist.
Mm. Was it written then for a ladies' orchestra?
Well, I do not know that. The cello part is marked con mala grazia, with bad grace.
Oh, grace, yes, it would be a ladies' orchestra.
Anyway, Boccherini, minuet.
And bad grace was great fun to have in the orchestra.
The minuet of the blind beggars. According to Mrs. Wadsworth, a listener in Nottinghamshire, there was a road sign in Beeston not long ago that read, "Waiting is limited to 30 minuets." Sweet thought. Frank, a familiar enough piece of music, what, please, is the instrument?
Lord, it's not in the normal canon of instrument.
No, not a canon.
No, is it, not a canon. Is it a fairground organ?
No, it's rather much more ladylike and Victorian and domestic than that. It's, you don't know the word. It starts with a P.
Pan.
No, not notes. Pan, but...
Pon.
No, but nearly.
Pol.
Yes. Polly.
Polly. Polly Muir.
No,
my wife's name.
Keep your wife out of it.
Polly.
No, it's a polyphon. It's a musical box, the polyphon musical box. And that particular one comes from a private museum in Bristol where they've got...
Just an ordinary musical box with a cone.
Well, no, biggish. Biggish, oh. with a circular thing.
Do you play it or wind it up?
Both. No, you wind it up and it plays itself. Actually, we're going to hear the same instrument for Ian. Instrument, which tune, please, and from what?
Well, Steve, that, although you may not realise it, bears me away on a wave of nostalgia.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does. Because when I used to sing at Glyndebourne, I used to stay in a house in Ringmer, and my dear landlady possessed a polyphone. And we had a marvellous repertoire of everything from Sousa marches. And I think we had that one that you've just played, which, of course, is the Brindisi from Traviata.
That's right.
So you've taken me back to those lovely Downs and Glyndebourne and the opera and the early days. And very nice.
How lovely. Yeah. Frank was waving a glass to and fro like they do when they sing that Brindisi, Limbiamo, Limbiamo, you know. A producer for stage opera I was talking to once told me that among his greatest problems, I never thought of this, were those scenes where the ladies and gentlemen of the chorus have a glass which they wave up and down while singing, and then almost always, a little later on in the scene, they have to applaud.
Well, that's always the great problem at a wedding reception.
Indeed it is, yes.
When you hear the speech and you've got a glass in one hand and a bit of sandwich in the other.
Yes. True enough. Just the thing I never thought of. Dennis, you're going to hear two girl singers with very similar names. I wonder if can you get both of them, although their recordings were separated by 45 years.
I long to be lazy. I want to be lazy.
When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. Alfie.
Very similar.
Well, the second one was Blossom Dearie.
Yes.
But I don't know who the first one was. That Lazy, she was singing.
Yes, singing Lazy by Irving Berlin. Song by Bert Thackeray. Blossom Dearie and the first singer, you don't know, do you?
No.
Blossom Seeley.
Oh,
her name
yes.
Blossom Seeley. Half a mark, why not? A technicality or two, but just first, a matter of straightforward musical history. John, where was Handel placed in April 1738, and where is he now? This is thanks to Rubaiyat. Or Rubaiyat.
Mm-hmm.
He was placed somewhere in 1738.
In 1738, placed.
Yes.
Ah, his bust.
Yes, that's right.
His bust. And Rubaiyat, of course, did the famous portrait
of Handel. Statue of Handel, yes. Handel was 53 then.
The famous portrait of Handel is now in Westminster Abbey.
Yes, but the bust, this statue isn't.
Oh, Vauxhall Gardens.
Yeah, thank you, yes. Vauxhall Gardens. It was based in 1738. Yeah. But since 1965, it's been... Do you know, either of you, where that statue is?
Oh, yes.
Indoors. I'll tell you, it's in the V&A. It's in the Victoria and Albert Museum.
Huh.
Yes, it is. Take my word for it. Technicality. Now, Frank, oratorio may well be antiphonal. What does antiphonal mean? Antiphonal.
I thought it was a kind of Roman Catholic hymn book. It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, it's antiphonal is kind of anthem, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Plain chant. Or...
It's a way of doing something. John is giving you gestures and signs.
Phonal, meaning...
It seems to be 10-1 against the dog in trap 4.
One sound against the other.
Tic-tac.
Phonal.
Yes. Yes. Alternate singing by two sides of a church choir, or by two choirs.
How interesting.
It is. It is. And a lexicographer, modern lexicographer, Frank, Peter Gammond, said antiphonal, the music that results when half the choir has been given the wrong music. Pleasing. Ian, technicalities again. The spoon is connected to the jack. The strap goes over the butt, you'll be pleased to hear. What am I talking about?
Well, if you don't know, Steve.
The spoon is connected to the jack. The strap goes over the butt.
Oh, dear.
There's a shank and a back check and a bridle wire and a whippen and a flange.
I was going to say the jack is one of the things in bowls.
No,
the strap
you're not
goes
even
over
warm.
The butt. Sounds like somebody getting packed up to go on a sporting trip.
Being projected forwards. Yes.
Yes.
Shall I activate a spoon, a jack, a strap and a butt for you? I've just done it.
Yes, well, I'll revise my previous answer and say that it's something to do with the action of a piano.
But you won't expect to mark, will you?
I will not expect
to mark. Components they are of a piano action. They're what goes on inside there.
Famous author Edgar Wallace, who's no relation of mine, was one of those people who said, "You learn something new every day." Mm. Thank you, Steve. Mm.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Here's something new for Dennis. Dennis, what is portamento? Portamento.
Well, I suppose it's portamento. It's not an Italian seaside resort. It might be. is it the it's sort of Italian equivalent of portmanteau? So it would be an enormous musical carrying case where you could get like a double bass and a drum and two piccolos and a brown bread.
An immense portmanteau.
Yes,
portamento. Yes, nicely. Portamento means carrying, sliding from one note to another. To quote Peter Gammond again, portamento, the ability to move from a wrong note to the right one without anyone noticing the mistake. At any rate, one. We'll give him one, Chris, I think, shall we? Yeah. No singing is allowed in this next round on pain of a docked mark. Middle bits, but the middle bit of what? John, here's yours.
Well, the other three obviously know it. So I think I shall ask the half that's sitting next door to me, I mean the third.
You don't?
Brother Osmosis?
I thought you'd have sung it.
But I'm a helper, so I can sing it. Me on the air with I can't get to the title.
When is the singing going to start? Nobody's got any marks for this. It's the serenade from the student prince.
Oh, good.
I was getting to it. It doesn't say it in the lyric.
No, it doesn't.
I could have gone on forever and been no help. I will sing you the serenade from the... You're my serenade from the student prince.
Frank, here's your middle bit.
It's, oh, what's the title?
Yes.
Be Lily is to sing it. Give me some men, some stout-hearted men.
Yes, stout-hearted men from the show called not New Moon, but The New Moon.
The what?
The show is called The New Moon.
Oh.
A lot of people call it New Moon, which is not correct. You've got a mark. Ian, here's your middle bit.
It's a little French song. About the roofs of Paris. And you know, we sing about Sur les toits de Paris. We are up in the looking out of the attic window at the Eiffel Tower, the Tour Eiffel.
That's absolutely right. You got it.
Bien. Merci, monsieur.
Dennis, it's your middle bit.
We could be here all night. That last little bit rang a little faint tinkle of about 30 years ago. Robins and roses. Oh, yes.
But too late. Robins and roses.
But the penultimate phase was Sunny Boy, wasn't it?
Not the way the chap wrote it, maybe the way I played it. Yes. Give the man a half mark. Give the man a half mark.
I know you're worth one mark.
Let's see if you can put four musical things in order. The scoring here is all or nothing. You either get a mark or no mark. So, John, order of composition. Otello, Macbeth, Falstaff, Aida.
Macbeth, Aida, Otello, Falstaff.
One mark. Excellent. Yes, very good. Yes, 1847, 71, 77, and 93. Frank, order of first Broadway production, I think probably here too, but certainly on Broadway, The King and I, Carousel, Oklahoma, South Pacific.
Oklahoma first.
Go on.
Daddy of them all.
Yes.
Carousel, South Pacific, King and I.
Absolutely right. Yes. Yes, 1943, 45, 49 and 51. Everybody in the audience was saying South Pacific. Reminded me, did you know, I would tell you what this programme, lovely thing, Sybil Thorndike's sister apparently went on the stage and was an actress, a rather minor actress, and she was horrified because she went on her first West End role and every time she went on the stage she was hissed. Until somebody pointed out that the people were saying to one another, that's Sybil Thorndike's sister.
Talking of which, did you ever hear the time when Sybil Thorndike was in Australia and she was introduced by one of the local mayors and he said, and now we have a distinguished member of the oldest profession in the world.
Of all people.
Of all people.
Charming, yes. Right, these orders, things in order. Right, Ian, order of first production. Patience, Ruddy Gore, The Sorcerer, Utopia Limited. Patience, Ruddy Gore, Sorcerer, Utopia.
Well, doing it like Miss World, the other way round, I would be fairly confident Utopia Limited was the latest one. Ruddy Gore before that.
Yes, follows.
Sorcerer, and then Patience the First. So that's, in other words, Patience, Sorcerer, Ruddy Gore, Utopia Limited.
Yeah. Sorry, no. The first two are the other order. Sorcerer, Patience, Ruddy Gore, Utopia Limited.
Oh.
Yeah. 1877, 81, 87, 93. Half a mark. No marks. Sorry,
no,
I said
no,
it.
No, no.
Dennis, not shows in your case, but people. Can you put them in order, please? Dozy, Beaky, Mick, Titch, D and Dave.
I'm still entranced by the thought of Miss World the other way around. I know that they had their own peculiar cadence, and if you can say it right, it's the right... Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, Titch. Yes?
You've got to have the mark.
I know it was three D's to start.
Yes, you've got to have it because it's so good, so fluent. Right, the subject of this next round is duettists. John, can you please identify these two from another very different world, or at any rate tell me where they can be found? Well, where they can be found, or who they are, or the roles they're playing.
I don't know. I got a slight echo of Hänsel and Gretel, but I'm probably wrong.
No, it's from Lohengrin.
Oh, good.
Act two of Lohengrin. Do you recognise either of the voices?
Well, in that case, yes, Elsa and Ortrud.
Well, yes. Okay, yes. And the actual singers, no?
No, one sounded a bit like the Los Angeles.
No, Schwarzkopf, Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Christa Ludwig.
Oh, well.
I suppose you have, do you have?
Dying.
Half a mark for something or other. Oh, yes, for knowing their names when I'd harp well, yes, well. Frank, another lovely duet, I think. Who are the singers here?
Thank you.
famous record.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the record.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to. It's Catherine Ferrier and Izo Bill Bailey.
Izo Bill Bailey. That's right. Isabel Bailey, Catherine Ferrier. Yes, right. Ian, on a lighter note, I think you know these two. You certainly know their father, and it's their mother at the piano.
Oh, that we two are maying down the stream of the south-spring breeze, my children with violets playing in the shade of the whispering trees.
Yes,
the family.
That's Marietta and Vernon. Midgley.
Yes, and it was Mum at the piano, and Marietta and Vernon Midgley were singing, yeah. Dennis, for you, a married couple.
If you do it with ease, if you just say cheese, so put on a happy face.
I was waiting for the boop.
Kapow, yes,
kapow. It was very difficult to tell because it's that kind of arrangement where practically any married couple could sound like that, given, given the right, you know, G-up with gin or something. But I, from the song, I think it's Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence.
Yes, it is.
It could have been Tony Martin and Sid Charisse, or, you know, anybody from that. They could even have been an engaged couple.
Yes. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, it was. A song by Brahms is John's choice in the Party Piece Round this week. It's followed by three other songs of love of varying kinds. The Song of a Reluctant Lover, A Good Little Girl, and A Visitor to Dublin Who Saw a Spanish Lady. John, Der Gang zum Liebchen. I'll give you a chord, shall I?
All right.
G minor chord.
Are you ready? I'm going to tear off.
Es glänzt der Morgen nieder, ich sollte dich wieder zu meiner Liebchen, wie mag es ihr gehen? Ach weh, sie verzaubert und klagt und klagt, dass sie mich nimmer im Leben wird sehen. Es ging der Mond nie unter, ich alter doch munter und alter, dass keiner mein Liebchen entführt.
He's got it, you know.
He's got it to a T.
Get a good finish on that, it'll be a hit, do you know?
Frank's amiable little song came from a film called Coconut Grove. I don't suppose he knows that. It's called Says My Heart. There's your note. Right.
Fall in love, fall in love, says my heart. It's romance, take a chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing false alarms. Then my head rolls instead, and I'm wise to that scheme of that gleam in your eyes. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart.
Nice little song. Frank Lesser.
Yes, Frank Lesser, yeah.
Dennis,
as a young man.
Dennis, who is playing a character role, sings I Was a Good Little Girl.
Dennis Norton and That. Do you know the reference there? Right, I'll come back to it, right?
I was a good little girl till I met you. You set my heart in a whirl, my poor heart too. Oh, how you told me the tale, you always do. I was a good little girl till I met you.
Well, I said it would be sung by Dennis Norton and That, because it was a, does anybody know what I meant? Clarice Mayne. It's originally sung by Clarice Mayne, who was Teddy Knox's wife, but before that she had a double act with her husband who played the piano for her, but she always billed herself as Clarice Mayne and that. And so I was Dennis Norton and that.
Ian, the Spanish lady.
As I walk down through Dublin City at the hour of 12 of the night, who should I spy but a Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? First she washed them, then she dried them o'er a fire of amber coal. In all me life I ne'er did see a maid so neat about the soul. Whack for the tura, lura, lady, whack for the tura, lura, lee. Whack for the tura-lura lady, whack for the tura-lura lee. As I went down through Dublin City when the sun began to set, who should I see but a Spanish lady catching a moth in a golden net? When she saw me, then she fled me, lifting her petticoat over the knee. In all me life I ne'er did spy a maid so blithe as the Spanish lady. Whack for the tura-lura lady, whack for the tura-lura lee. Whack for the tura lura lady, whack for the tura lura lee.
Whack indeed for the tura lura lee. Makes about as much sense as our scoring system in this game. A victory this week, I see, for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.